Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos Pro Block Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
That was Greg Bedard on his podcast. Drake May hasn't been as good the last couple of weeks.
What?
What is that all about?
I thought last week, I mean, I know he threw a pick, but I think last week is as impressive of a game as you're going to find. He got sacked 5 times by Myles Garrett, but they still put up a bunch of points. He had another one of these games where he's, you know, over the 100 quarterback rating, which we've been referencing a lot. They won, especially after that third quarter, they won the game pretty convincingly going away against overall a bad team, but one of the best defenses in the league. I don't know. I think the guy has been on fire. In fact, of this 7-game stretch where he has this record or whatever, this streak of the QB rating over 100, I would say really only the Pittsburgh game, you'd be like, really? Like,
right.
100 quarterback rating for that? Because I don't know if they even account for fumbles or whatever. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. But that was one where you're like, I don't know if that was a great game. All the other ones, I think, are great games for Drake May. I don't know what he's talking about.
So I think it's very similar, and Buffalo's a better team, but Cleveland's a really good defense, and May in the first half wasn't great against Cleveland, and he wasn't great in the first half against Buffalo either. But I think part of what was awesome about the performance is he adjusted, he figured it out, they scored right before halftime, they had some momentum, they came out for the second half, and he threw 3 touchdowns in the third quarter.
He threw 3 touchdowns.
So, I mean, and
he had 75% completions. He also ran for 50 yards.
Like, to me,
every time he takes a snap, he's looking at Myles Garrett being like, this guy's going
to
kill me.
The fact he had to deal with Garrett and some adversity in there makes it more impressive, never mind who they went against. So the Browns are not a good team, but they are a good defense. Yeah. And in the second half, third quarter specifically, he didn't have any problems with it.
So he said the last couple weeks?
Yes.
So that would include the game against Tennessee where he did not have an incompletion?
I guess. Okay. He didn't like that either. Now maybe that one he just said, they're so bad, how can you even tell?
I mean.
But I would say, maybe you can't tell how good it is, but it certainly wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, he thinks Atlanta is one of the potential landmine trip-up, hiccup, trap games, if you will. I don't feel that way about this week. I've seen enough out of the Falcons where, yes, when they're at their best, they can beat Buffalo just like you can. They can beat Minnesota, who's an up-and-down team themselves. That felt like a more impressive win early in the year than it turned out to be. They also got blasted by a Dolphins team, which we saw last night, get blasted by Baltimore. So I don't believe in the Falcons specifically on the road. They got shut out by Carolina earlier this year, who the Patriots dusted. So I'm not worried about this game personally, but there's not that many games left where you look at it and go, boy, this is going to be a challenge for them. Like Tampa, Buffalo, Baltimore. I mean, that's kind of it, I would think. Maybe Cincinnati could get tricky if Flacco keeps it going.
No.
I thought the Giants was going to be tricky when they had Scataboo and Dart and even Neighbors, but that's not the case anymore.
No.
So, yeah, like 3 more games, and I don't think Atlanta's one of those games.
I don't either. I think the thing with, Atlanta or them, like, they're not going to win necessarily all the games they're favored in and lose all the games that they're dogs in, right? So it's just sort of the nature of football. Like, there's not like an you know, it's not this huge breakdown other than weird things happen in the NFL. Because going in, I would say, yeah, of course the Patriots are going to beat the Falcons. But also you're like, all right, are they going to win 6 in a row? Are they going to win 7 in a row? Are they going to win 10 in a row? Like that, all of a sudden you're like, that's a lot.
And they might not win 7 in a row, but I could see them stubbing their toe against Tampa at Tampa where they won't be favored.
But even Tampa, I don't know if it's as good as I thought Tampa was. We both picked them to make the Super Bowl, and I'm like, yeah, they've had a lot of injuries. Now you want to talk about a quarterback not playing as well. My guy Baker Mayfield,
for sure.
The last 2 weeks, and we'll talk way more about him next week, but he has not looked very good the last 2 weeks. Drake May, I think, has looked great the last several weeks. So, yeah, I would expect them to beat the Falcons, especially with the game at home. They made an emphasis, and last week you saw it, to play well at home, be better at home, try to get a winning record at home, right? Because right now they got to 500. Atlanta's bad on the road. Either you're going to get Michael Penix Jr. kind of hurt, or you're going to get the corpse of Kirk Cousins. No,
you're getting Penix.
All right. Well,
it's not like official yet, but
gives them a better chance.
What I think, yeah.
That gives them a better chance. And they've had some injuries this year. They obviously did beat the Bills, so you're like, all right, well, that's something. But then they've also had some just dump games. So I guess they're as much of a Jekyll and Hyde team as there is in the NFL. So maybe if you get your very, 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 very best performance from the Falcons, maybe. But even then, I think you would need that combination of great Falcon game, bad Pats game.
And I'm telling you, and Bijan's a threat in the run game, but
they gobble up the run.
Thank you. So, I'm sorry. I meant to say the pass game. Bijan's a threat in the run and pass game. Oh. He's not going to run on him. I don't think. No one runs on him.
He'd be the first this year.
Judkins came in red hot, and I know he got hurt last week. Judkins did nothing against him last week.
Under 2 yards a carry.
So, Bijan's not going to run on him. The Falcons aren't going to run on him.
No.
I like Drake London a lot. Number one, he's dinged up. He missed last week. I think he's going to play, but is he 100%? We'll see.
He's good, but they got good corners.
Number two, you have great corners.
Yeah.
And
you're the defensive player of the month in the AFC.
I'd like to see a lot of Gonzo on him in this matchup. That's not how the Patriots have played defense so far this year, so maybe Atlanta can dictate matchups. But I think their best players don't match up great against the Patriots' defense. Their defense has been really good at home this year. They've not been as good on the road. I referenced that Carolina game. So to me, I don't feel like this is a trap game. I don't feel like this is a dangerous game. I feel the exact same way I did against Tennessee a couple of weeks ago, where I'm like, yeah, I don't see how the Titans win. And the Falcons are better than that. I give them more of a chance than I did Tennessee. But I feel similar to that. New Orleans and Cleveland felt like those could be ugly, difficult, you know, tough games. That's how I felt about both of them. I thought New Orleans at the Superdome was going to be tough. I thought Cleveland, the way the first half played out last week, was exactly what I expected. The second half, the Pats blew it open. I didn't have a great feeling going into these games. This one or those games, this one feels like Tennessee to me, and they rolled in the Tennessee game.
The one thing I can't figure out is the Bills game for Atlanta. So Atlanta beat the Bills. Like, that's a good win in a league where there's not a lot of like quality wins.
They were at home, right?
Oh yeah, they were at home.
Yeah, so I'm saying they.
I mean, I guess there's that.
Going into the Dolphins game, they had been much better at home than on the road.
Well, and the most recent thing that we saw was the blowout loss at home to the Miami Dolphins, right? And then in between that, they lost to San Francisco. So they've only scored 20 points total in the last 2 weeks, right? So this is not a great offense. 2 weeks ago, it was Penix. This week, last week, it was Cousins. So their three wins this year, their three wins are against not horrible teams. However, it was J.J. McCarthy in Minnesota, mm-hmm. who stinks.
Right.
It was Marcus Mariota in Washington. And then sort of the one outlier, Josh Allen and the Falcons, and the Bills, which, as you pointed out, was at home.
And you could say, and we get this text every day, oh, well, the Patriots have beaten nobody, too. Yeah, but they're 6-2. They beat up on bad teams. Atlanta hasn't really done that, including last week against Miami.
Oh, yeah, no, they have a good record, and they weren't in, I mean, that last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This week, second half, they just kind of blow doors. They've won comfortably a few times. So they both have the Bills. There's their signature win. They've both beaten the Bills. Atlanta hasn't played, or they lost to Carolina, I should say. It was a weird kind of crazy game where they actually had more yards, but Carolina beat them 30-0. So if you're doing that, like common opponents, the Patriots torched Carolina. They got smoked.
The Patriots blew out the Panthers, and the Panthers blew out the Falcons. Mm-hmm. So you can't always look at matchups that way. But this Falcons team lost to the Dolphins. The Patriots have more struggles with Miami than maybe you wanted to give it credit for. If Achane doesn't step out of bounds, it could have gone differently. But I feel like this is a pretty comfortable one for the Pats. I would respectfully, maybe even disrespectfully, disagree with Greg Bedard on that one.
Because the line, and I know we'll give away our picks after the keys. That's the only way to really do it. But the Patriots' last check was still, what was it, 5.5?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like that.
I like it, too. I also like the comp, and Susan, if you're out there, Susan of Worcester Earmuffs.
She's not going to like this.
But Jeff Ulbrich, who's had quite a stretch in Atlanta.
Yeah.
With his kid calling draft picks, Shedeur Sanders, among others.
That's outrageous.
Yeah, it was.
That was still so insane.
But he gave a nice compliment to Drake May yesterday.
Oh,
this is the Falcons defensive coordinator, Jeff Ulbrich.
It's a tremendous challenge. Being in the AFC East for 4 years, got very familiar with Drake, especially the last couple, and he's way better than I wanted him to be. He feels like a mini Josh Allen, like a younger Josh Allen in a lot of ways. His mobility, his arm strength, the way he can take a game over with both facets of the game. So he's going to be he's a problem. And then this team has a running game that they're trying to create an identity, and they're doing so. You could tell it feels a lot like the Titans teams where you were going to get 30 to 40 duos, double-doubles game, and they were going to hand the ball off to Derrick Henry. Well, they're doing the same thing now with Ramondre and the stable backs that they have.
They're not going to be doing it with Ramondre this week, I don't think.
Doesn't look like it.
But some duos and doubles.
Yeah.
We should have had that on our perfect Halloween night list.
Nice.
That's what we should have had.
Duos and doubles.
But
how does Missoula feel about that as it relates to the two-on-ones?
Good question.
I don't know.
So,
but yeah, Drake May, that's a great answer from a coach or a coordinator to be like, he's way better than I want him to be.
He's so much better than I want. He's a mini Josh Allen. He's like a younger Josh Allen.
See, he kind of corrected himself. Or I don't know if he corrected himself, but I think he realized that mini Josh Allen might sound like a bit of a jab or an insult, so he quickly pivoted to like, "Oh, a younger Josh Allen."
He feels like a mini Josh Allen.
That's what Haley Steinfeld said.
I mean, that he's the MVP of the league. A lot of people think he's the best player in the league, so that's not an insult at all, and he's playing great. And so he's got to try to figure out how to slow this guy down.
When he says a younger Josh Allen, does he mean he looks like Josh Allen right now? Or does he mean he looks like Josh did earlier in his career? Because he looks way better than Josh Allen did early in his career.
Yeah, I think.
And I think people misrepresent. Josh Allen was better quicker than Patriots fans remember.
Yeah,
he looks way better at this point in year two than Josh Allen does. So I think he means he just looks like Josh Allen right now, but younger, which is an even bigger compliment.
I think that's what it is, because people have short memories, myself included, but 20 games into Josh Allen's career, there were still questions if he was going to be the long-term starter there, let alone if he was going to be an MVP. And now 20-plus games into Drake May's career, and it's like, he's in the MVP conversation already.
I mean,
Josh Allen wasn't in the MVP conversation until year three.
Correct.
Year two, he was like, all right, he's getting better, but he wasn't anything crazy.
Josh Allen was in the playoffs and losing to Houston, flipping the ball to the defense, going down to the ground. And there were questions then after his second year.
Yeah.
So if that's what he meant, I disagree. I'm with you, though. I think he just meant he looks like John. All your feedback here on Halloween, Keith. Who are you again?
I'm game day Bill Belichick. Because
people are tuning in on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
I cut the sleeves off.
People are tuning in on YouTube. Subscribe to WEEI there. They're watching along for our Halloween episode. It's like an episode of Roseanne every year, Keith. You got to see the Halloween episode.
Roseanne?
Oh, yeah. My wife
of all the Halloween
my wife has been ripping the old Halloween Roseanne specials.
The Office was pretty good with their Halloween
specials.
Home Improvement.
Home Improvement were good ones.
Oh, nice.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine had good Halloween episodes.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine did.
Curb's got one all-time Halloween episode.
Always Sunny has two, I think?
At least one.
Yeah.
Who Got D Pregnant is an all-time Halloween episode.
Also, The Simpsons, Treehouse of Horror. They've been for years and years and years.
So, you know, not to give ourselves too many compliments, but people are talking about us, Keith, our Halloween episodes in that canon.
Yeah.
So who are you again if they're tuning in right now on Twitch or YouTube? You're a specific Bill Belichick.
Oh, I'm Game Day.
Thank you.
I'm Game Day Bill Belichick. Some people are saying it's terrible. Go to Bing Images and you'll find one that looks just like me.
No.
So your criticism is wrong.
No. David.
I reject it.
David, cut to Billy for a moment if you could.
Oh, Billy's is way better.
No, so, I mean, if you want something that's like extremely accurate to life. Cut
I'm not comparing
Billy.
Myself to Billy. I'm comparing myself to other Bill Belichicks. Billy Laney right now is COVID-19 season.
Yeah, who are you?
Dishevel check.
Zoom press conference Bill. When he showed up one day and we're like, Bill, we can see you. Yeah. He was wearing, it's like not even a hoodie. It's like a regular sweatshirt that's like cut and torn. There's like holes in the top. Yeah, Billy 100% wins.
Oh, Billy's is great.
You are going as
I'm Dunking's Bill Belichick.
Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah, sellout Belichick.
Sellout Bill.
Yeah.
Never did ads. You can't stop him.
Now I did commit with shaving my face, unlike Nick back there. Nick is bearded Belichick.
Belichick.
I've actually never seen.
Grizzly beard. Well, wait a couple years. He's out of football. Who knows?
Good call.
He might turn into the Nick. Nick is Bill
no
from
shave
the future.
November Belichick.
Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah.
Bill from the future. Is what he is. 2 years out of coaching Belichick is what Nick's going as.
And stay tuned. Keep it locked in on Twitch because I think we're going to have Jordan stop by very
shortly. We just might.
Stay tuned for that. 617-779-7937. We got all your feedback there, but it is a top five Friday. Two top fives for you today. Coming up a little over an hour from now, top five birds. They play the Falcons. So we'll give you our top five birds. But coming up next, top five Halloween candies.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.